This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A lot of us are traveling on this Labor Day holiday. The AP's Mike Hempen.
AAA says the worst travel time for drivers today will be between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., with peak congestion periods expected in New York, Denver, and San Diego. AAA says tonight is one of the best travel times for drivers. This has been a good weekend for motorists traveling. AAA says the average cost of a gallon of gas has been about 50 cents cheaper than it was a year ago. The Transportation Security Administration predicts its agents will screen more than 17 million people from the start of the holiday period last Thursday through this Wednesday. That's about an 8% increase from a year ago. Weather is the leading cause of flight delays this holiday weekend, with more rain expected in some areas of the country on Labor Day. I'm Mike Hempen.
Vice President Harris will be campaigning in Pittsburgh today, and President Biden will join her there at a Labor Day parade. Some disruptions in Israel after a call for a general strike there. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis protested in the streets Sunday after six hostages were found dead in Gaza. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with the latest.
The families and much of the public blame Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying the hostages could have been returned alive in a deal with Hamas to end the nearly 11-month-old war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched an overnight barrage of drones and missiles at Kyiv. Russia says it intercepted 158 Ukrainian drones during the night from Saturday to Sunday, including two over Moscow. Poland recently found the remains of over 700 victims of Nazi Germany's World War II mass executions. This morning, they held a state burial for those victims, teachers, priests, and police officers among them. This is AP News. A suspect is in custody after allegedly shooting San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall in the chest during an attempted robbery in San Francisco. Pearsall was released Sunday from the hospital. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The San Francisco Police Chief Bill Scott says 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall was the victim of a robbery attempt in the Union Square District.
He was walking alone when a suspect approached him and attempted to commit an armed robbery using a gun. A struggle between Mr. Pearsall and the suspect ensued.
Audio courtesy of KGO-TV. Both Pearsall and the 17-year-old suspect were shot.
My hope is that we can demonstrate that this is an isolated incident.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed says the city police department has stepped up anti-crime operations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It's time your hard-earned money works harder for you. With the Wealthfront Cash Account, your uninvested cash earns a 3.75% APY, which is higher than the average savings rate. No account fees, no minimums, and free instant withdrawals to eligible accounts anytime. Join over a million people who trust Wealthfront to build wealth at Wealthfront.com. Cash account offered by Wealthfront Brokerage, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and is not a bank. APY on deposits as of September 26, 2025 is representative, subject to change, and requires no minimum. Funds are swept to program banks where they earn the variable APY.